Country Club FM. It's Almanac time. This is the sound. I recorded this sound towards the end of the first half from Lincoln Financial Field. Vikings hopes.
It never came back up.
That represents the Vikings hopes. First drive of the game.
Yep.
Pick six.
Fumble.
Bumble.
Interception.
Nope, I can only do it twice. You have to recharge the instrument.
Yeah, we get the idea, though. Yeah.
Here we go. Monday, January 22nd, the 22nd day of the year. 343 days left to go. 1879, this date. James Shields took the oath of office as U.S. Senator. Shields at maximum, Captain. U.S. Senator. He was a U.S. Senator from Missouri. Then he became the first person to serve as Senator. This guy got around almost as much as James Shields, the former journeyman pitcher.
Pitcher, right. He'd been a lot of teams.
This Senator, three different states, Illinois and Minnesota.
Huh.
He had formerly been with Minnesota, and now he moved on to Missouri. If there were more states at that time, I mean, he could have really gone crazy.
Yeah.
That was in 1879. 1951, Fidel Castro, as you know, was a pretty good player.
Yeah, baseball.
He was a pitcher.
Yeah.
He was ejected from a Winter League baseball game after hitting a batter. He was ejected from the game. Because of that ejection, he gave up baseball for politics.
Wow.
Just think, if he wouldn't have been ejected, if the umpire would have looked the other way, maybe we wouldn't
maybe
have
just
had,
worn the benches.
Yeah, just worn the benches instead of throwing Fidel Castro out of the game. Maybe we wouldn't have had, somebody else would have risen.
Yeah.
Would have been that other guy that's on all the shirts. Guevara,
yeah.
Could have been him.
Well.
But Fidel Castro, he got the heave-ho, ejected on this date. He was throwing some chid music. And, you know, Fidel Castro, he eventually would have gotten ejected somehow.
Right.
If it wasn't from beating guys, it would have been from loading up the baseball.
Something.
Cheating.
Something illegal.
That was 1951. 1968.
When I asked Harry whether he'd rather watch Mission Impossible or Kiss Me, he said, "What's the difference?"
That was from the first ever episode of Laugh-In on this day.
Like Ruth Buzzy.
Oh, it was Ruth Buzzy.
Nice.
Ruth Buzzy, good call. Ding, ding, ding. 1968, NBC TV, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
It was a hilarious show.
Made its debut. This date, 1973, we said goodbye to President Lyndon B. Johnson. He didn't live much longer after he left office. 68 was his last year,
yeah.
Right?
And he was a young man. 69
inauguration. He was only 64 when he passed away on this date, 1973. In the news, 1973, we go to the CBS News desk and Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions. The majority in cases from Texas and Georgia said that the decision to end a pregnancy during the first 3 months belongs to the woman and her doctor, not the government.
He is the most trusted man in America. Very controversial subject. One so controversial, we will talk no more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here on the Almanac, but this was the historic Roe v. Wade decision, 1973. 1980, Professional Golf Association said, you know, we got all these old guys. They can still play the game.
Sure.
Let's make a tour for them. So they started the Senior Tour, which became the Champions Tour, and now it's called the PGA Tour Champions.
Yes.
Is what it's called. It's gone through a couple of name changes. But they did some kind of, Great World of Golf. They did some kind of an event where they brought all the older guys back, and they go out, you know what, this could work as a tour.
Right.
They did some kind of a televised event,
yes,
something that involved older players, and that kind of, and it's been very successful. We know it here.
Yeah.
With the 3M Championship, the former Burnett Senior Classic that started at Bunker Hills.
I remember in 83 going to Hazeltine to see the U.S. Senior Open.
That was be some good names there.
It was early on. Miller Barber.
1984, Super Bowl 18.
Crockett giving to Allen, sending him wide left. He has to reverse his field, and he gets away for a moment. Comes back up the middle of 30, 25, 40. Breaks past 2 men at the 50, down to the 40. Picking up a blocker to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Raiders!
Is that Elshon Jeffrey? No, it's Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen. 74-yard change of direction, go against the grain run against the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl 18. The Raiders throttled the Redskins, who were the defending Super Bowl champions after beating the Dolphins the year before.
Jim Plunkett had a good day.
As did Marcus Allen and Howie Long and the whole deal. 38-9. That was the 83 season. 1984 was when the Super Bowl took place. And probably one of the best Super Bowls of all time was the one in Miami between the 49ers and the Bengals. Remember this?
Weiss has just set a Super Bowl record with 12 catches. He's in motion. Montana! Touchdown! John Taylor!
That was his only catch the whole game.
John Taylor.
Super Bowl 23. A lot of Dick Enberg here in the last couple of weeks since he's passed away.
Tells you how many big games he was a part of.
49ers over the Bengals, 20-16. I'm just reminding Vikings fans here and us that we won't be experiencing that.
No.
Unfortunately. But we need to realize that. 1989.
Is it better to have lost yesterday than played in Super Bowl and lost?
Well, I'll tell you
time?
This right now, because I know somebody that works over at St. Cloud in the athletic office. He is a Buffalo Bills fan, and they had not been to the playoffs this year since the Music City Miracle. That was 2000. So put that into perspective. Some of these other, the Cleveland Browns, the Detroit Lions, haven't won a playoff game since whatever, early 90s, 91. At least the Vikings are contenders many more years than they're not contenders.
That's true.
They have four Super Bowls in their history. They go to the playoffs here. They have a couple of rough seasons. They rebound. They've got that kind of tradition that allows them to do that. But there are some. What about these other teams? Years and years and years without going to the playoffs.
But now,
would you rather be that or go get to the NFC Championship and lose?
That's true, too. But we're the only, what is it now? We're like 42 years now since we've been to the Super Bowl. Only Detroit, who's never been, have been longer than not going to the Super Bowl. Every other team has gone in the last 42 years.
Jets haven't. Jets didn't go. They went in Super Bowl III. They haven't been there since.
Well, then the story I read in the paper was wrong.
Ain't. So that was 1989. 1995, Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy died at the age of 104. Listen to her accomplishments. She was the daughter of a mayor of a major city. She was the wife of an ambassador and the mother of a president, two senators, and an ambassador.
Wow. Pretty good.
1995. 1998.
The Department of Justice has just accepted a plea of guilty for life in prison without the possibility of parole. From Theodore Kaczynski.
He brought hoodies into popularity. The sales of hoodies went way up in the 1990s because of the Unabomber. Theodore Kaczynski pleaded guilty on this date to being the Unabomber. And he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. That took place in Sacramento, California. 1998, you know a little club by the name of the Minnesota Wild?
Yes, I'm
You've
familiar
heard of
them?
With them.
Yes,
they're playing pretty well right now. Maybe they're the ones to bring a title. Stanley Cup here. They'd have to go on a run.
Yes, they would.
Minnesota franchise, this date, 1998, when they selected the name Wild. What were your thoughts on Wild?
I wasn't wild about Wild.
Yeah.
You know, when
it
first
happened. I'm not a big fan of the singular ones.
No.
I like the plural ones. Are they is the Wild or they are the Wild? You know, is it plural? Yeah. Is it singular? And like I said before, during the sports with Jim Rich, they've done a great job making sure that the NHL doesn't fail here, as it has pretty much twice before. North Stars were failing, and then they had to combine with the Cleveland Barons in the late 70s. And, of course, Norm Green pulled the failing franchise out of here to go to Dallas. So I think the Wild said, you know what, this market needs NHL, but it needs to be marketed better. It needs to be a statewide effort, and they've done a fabulous job. How many sellouts do they have in a row?
Gosh, yeah, it was a big number.
And they've got their warming house they've got a waiting list for season tickets.
Yeah.
So way to go Wild. Let's bring a title here.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Soon, be good. 2005, happy anniversary, Donald Trump and Melania Trump. They were married on this date. She was only 34, so that makes her what now? She's 47?
So
48,
how many
maybe?
Years, Jerry? We're talking about 25, 24 25 years
he
younger.
Robbed the cradle.
Yeah, he did.
He was rich.
Yep.
Now president Donald Trump. 2005, 2006.
This would be 18 for 20 from the line and an 81-point game. 55 in the second half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed the second greatest scoring performance in NBA history.
He was a chucker.
Yes, he was.
But he made more than he missed. Yeah. Don't you hate those chuckers that he's a chucker, but he only he's shooting like 19% from the field in your open gym. But Kobe Bryant scored 81 on this date, second only to the 100 for Wilt Chamberlain in 62.
Yeah, he could flat out shoot.
2008.
The actor Heath Ledger was found dead today in an apartment here in New York City. He was just 28 years old. The Australian-born actor came to huge prominence after his powerful performance in the film Brokeback Mountain. It gained him an Academy Award nominee.
And don't forget about the Joker. Second Dark Knight.
And with Mel Gibson in The Patriot. Wasn't that kind of the first one that really put him on the map? He was very good in that as well.
He was only 28 years old. Let's move on to birthdays.
I don't know what I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me.
Live on the stage of the Midnight Special.
Nice.
It's a David Sugarman's Midnight Special, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
The things you do.
J.P. Pennington, James Preston Pennington, one of the lead singers of Exile, along with Jimmy Stokely, who's singing there. 69 for him. I love that song. I think that was my number one Exile song, if I'm not mistaken, on the Fave Five. So he's 69. Former Journey lead singer, Oh Sherry, I'm in Love. Oh, Steve Perry is 69 today. Happy birthday, Steve Perry. I can't play any Steve Perry because, again, he is... hung up in a copyright kerfuffle. So Steve Perry is 69.
If you're going to play in Texas, gotta have a fiddle in a band. And a lead guitar side.
One of the members of Alabama, their lead guitarist, little background singing, backup singing here. Harmonies, he's singing right now.
If you're going to play in Texas,
along with Randy Owen. Teddy Gentry. One with the beard. Teddy Gentry. I should say the one with the beard. What am I saying? It's Alabama.
They all have beards.
I just said the one with the beard. Alabama's Teddy Gentry is 66.
He was a cousin to, isn't he a cousin to...
I don't know their family tree.
Randy Owen?
I don't know.
So.
I haven't checked the family tree. I don't have his password for Ancestry.com, Neil. I'm sorry.
Well, you should.
347 miles an hour?
That was before the equipment crashed. You may not have hit your top speed.
The original.
What's happening to me?
Well, you're becoming the Flash there, John Wesley Shipp, as Barry Allen. That was the early 90s. You know, the Flash is very big right now on the CW. But this was the original Flash from the early 90s with John Wesley Shipp as the Flash. He is 63 today, and of course, he came back and he's in the new Flash. Hasn't been so much, but early on in the run because he played Barry Allen's dad.
Right. Didn't he get killed off or something?
He did, but then also played the other guy, Jay Garrick, who was the pre-Flash, like the old Flash who came back through time, and now he's in the Speed Force.
Sure.
He's in the Speed Force because he needs to be in the Speed Force to keep it stable. As you can tell, I watch Flash. You've given up on it.
I have.
Yeah.
Got a little too...
Too technical. Great. You couldn't follow along with all the time travel.
I couldn't.
I've watched enough Star Trek and other shows that my brain is pretty well trained for those kind of storylines. They didn't do a lot of time travel in Gunsmoke.
No, they really didn't. It was about the 1870s, and that's about where it ended.
The flux capacitor on the old buckboard.
Right. It just didn't happen.
Linda Blair is 59, very good at spinning the head 360, and the projectile vomiting also was a nice touch.
Yes.
The vomiting.
She was like 13 or something when she did that.
Linda Blair is 59. Diane Lane is 53, Superman's mom.
She's very attractive.
My suit, son.
I'm so sorry.
It's only stuff, Clark. It can always be replaced.
Diane Lane playing Martha. She is 53. DJ Jazzy Jeff, one half of the whole Will Smith Fresh Prince duo. Fresh Prince, Will Smith has done a little bit better with his career than DJ Jazzy Jeff, but I'm pretty sure he's not eating ramen noodles. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing just fine. DJ Jazzy Jeff 53, Guy Fieri.
Now, what comes rolling down the driveway for dinner but this, the Super Duper Weenie Wagon? I'm telling you, I did some great field testing, and that's what brings us here to Fairfield, Connecticut, to the Super Duper Weenie World Headquarters. You're the big weenie.
Yeah, that guy's the big weenie. Has a Guy Fieri. He is the chef and the TV's the Divers, Diners, and Drags, or whatever it is, on the old Food Network. How are those guys not fat?
I don't know.
The guy who does all the eating, Guy Fieri, eats a lot. The guy who did the Man versus Food should be 400 pounds because he's eating, you know, the challenge of eating a 10-foot stack of pancakes.
Right. And I know, and he's skinny.
Are they regifting? Are they refunding?
Guy Fieri sounded a little bit like Chris Farley to me there.
He did, and he's got kind of that Chris Farley look. Yeah. Guy Fieri is 50. It's kind of funny. Because another one of the great chefs of all time, the Galloping Gourmet, Graham Kerr, is also 84. Uh-huh. And I think we have one in the Gons But Not Forgottens. One of the great gourmets and culinary artists of our time. Mm-hmm. You probably deleted him out, though.
He's still in there.
That's good. Olivia Diabo is 49. She was the older hippie sister on The Wonder Years, 49 today. Christopher Masterson from the acting Masterson family. He was the oldest on Malcolm in the Middle.
I said, maybe I should just paint it the same color as your dye job, you sagging, leathery, hatchet-faced, dried-up old hag.
I like him.
Wow.
I like him.
That's
he went
well.
Right after his boss. I'm not sure if he
very
kept his well job played. After that. He is 38, and former NFL player Ray Rice, he's the scumball who dragged his girlfriend into the elevator.
And punched her.
Yeah, and then dragged her on the floor.
Very sad. Cost him his career.
He's a good human being. Yeah. He's a good friend to all humans.
Yeah.
Ray Rice, 31.
He probably is a Philadelphia Eagle fan right now.
Yeah.
He might have been
fit right in
yesterday.
With them.
Exactly. All right. Gone but not forgotten. What about Russian mystic Rasputin? He was a friend of the Tsar, but way back when he got in some, the wrong company or somebody didn't like him. He ended up getting murdered, I believe. Rasputin was born on this day, 1869. One of the early movie directors who kind of pioneered some of the newer techniques was D.W. Griffith. What was the name of the one? I can't remember. Greatest Story Ever Told? No, that wasn't him. Might have been. 1875 for D.W. Douglas Wrong Way Corgan, he was an aviator. He flew from Long Beach out to New York, and then he was going to fly back to Long Beach, but he accidentally flew over to New England.
You got to turn around like Jim Marshall.
Right. Him and Jim Marshall both are wrong way people. They literally, I don't know how this happens. You're planning to go back to Long Beach and you end up in England. Wrong Way Corgan was born on this day, 1907. One of the great R&B singers of all time, a legendary Sam Cooke.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
That's pretty good. Me.
He's the man who invented soul.
No doubt. What a great tune, great voice. Sam Cooke, born on this day, 1931. He was kind of meek and mild-mannered, but you wouldn't want to get him angry. He was Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Great clips of all time.
For sure. He was also, I don't know, did you ever see The Courtship of Eddie's Father with Bill Bixby?
I've seen clips of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, my favorite, Martian.
Yes. Yeah, he was in that as well, late 60s. Bill Bixby was born in, I think we lost him to cancer or some disease because he died young, 19.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, he was flooded with gamma rays.
Right, he had issues there. The Frugal Gourmet, Jeff Smith, the one of the other... We were talking about master chefs, gourmet Jeff Smith, born in the state, 1939.
What is it about today? Is it some kind of a point in the space-time continuum here for foodies?
It must be.
That all three of those would have the same birthday?
Yeah, it happened. 1940, a year later, actor John Hurt. He was in a lot of big movies. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Dogville, Alien, The Elephant Man, and I remember him from Midnight Express. John Hurt, born on this day, 1940. Hall of Fame singer Addie, call her Mickey Harris, member of the Shirelles, born on this day, 1940. And one more, he was the lead singer for In Excess. Remember this?
Suicide.
Michael Hutchence, who took his own life, sadly, was born on this day, 1960. They are all gone, but not forgotten.
That does it for your Monday Almanac for Monday, January 2nd, here on Total Country Bob FM. Back to close out the morning show. See if I can find one more sad Viking song to play here for you after Susie Boggess on Bob.